earlier, this is a joint project with Grant Dugdale, who's a social worker from Midlothian Adult Community Care Team. So it's a joint project between our two organisations, and at the moment we have a working title really, which is Carers Assessment and Outcomes Focused Approaches to Working with Carers. So that's kind of the broad area we're looking at really, and I'll just give you a bit of background really into the rationale. So a carer is someone of any age who provides unpaid support to family or friends who require additional help, and that could be due to illness, disability, mental health problems or substance misuse issues. A bit of the policy background, the Caring Together, which is the carer strategy for Scotland 2010 to 2015, states that carers are equal partners in the planning and delivery of care and support, and outlines the case for supporting carers on sort of personal grounds as well as economic grounds and quality of care as well. And a key aspect of the support that is envisioned for carers is provided through the carers assessment. So that's really conceived as the main vehicle through which carers can identify personal outcomes and reflect on their own caring situation. So it's quite a crucial aspect of local authority engagement with carers. And one of the explicit goals of the carers strategy is to improve the quality of carers assessments and also to increase the uptake of carers assessments. So there's quite a lot of evidence into the reasons why carers assessments don't happen or why they don't identify the outcomes that carers are looking for. So there's also been a bit of evidence and research into the fact that carers are looking for a shift in the approach to assessments. That carers don't want assessments to be sort of solely service-based. They want a personal outcomes approach, and that's something that's very much advocated by the Joint Improvement Team as well. And an outcomes approach is really one that, rather than focusing on the outputs, so the services and things that might be provided, it's about what difference that makes to someone's life, you know, what is the benefit to them. So that's a bit of the background, and that's really our starting point for the project. So in terms of our organisations, at the moment, we, Midlothian Council and Vocal, work with carers in Midlothian, but we do that in different ways. So I'll explain a little bit about the current approaches in the area. So Midlothian Council Adult and Community Care Team have a statutory obligation to offer unpaid carers a carers assessment. And until recently, that's been done in one of two ways. So there was a carer's assessment tool that could either be completed by the carer independently as a self-assessment, or it could be completed with a practitioner, so either a social worker, an OT, or a community care assistant, as a practitioner-facilitated assessment. So those are kind of the two modes within the council. At Vocal, we don't complete the statutory carers assessment, but over recent years we've developed our own outcomes-focused approach to working with carers. So it's a tool by which the practitioner negotiates with the carer what the key issues are for them in their caring situation and identifies personal outcomes, and then those are reviewed at the end of the intervention period. And hopefully to establish what difference the intervention's made to that person, what difference it's made to their life. So those are the ways, those are the things that are kind of happening at the moment. And the aim of our research really is to explore the experience of both carers and practitioners in those three different models. So what works well for people, what doesn't work, what are the barriers to identifying and achieving personal outcomes in those different models. So ultimately, really, what we're hoping to do is improve our understanding of how the approach affects the personal outcomes that are achieved and whether or not that happens. The methods we're looking at using, we're looking at doing focus groups with, so we'll be doing four focus groups, one with Vocal practitioners to understand their experience, one with social work practitioners, and two different ones with carers who've experienced the Vocal approach and the two different social work approaches. And in addition to that, we're looking at document analysis of the paper tools, the evidence on paper of what personal outcomes have been achieved. And recently, we've also decided to do some document analysis that looks at the guidelines that are given to practitioners in using those tools. So we're going to try and look as well at how far practitioners are working to the guidelines, so whether or not it's the guidelines that prevent people working in an outcomes-focused way, or whether it's practice and the way that individual workers implement that. So I know that's been a bit detailed, and you know, because it is very specific and very local how we're working, you know, there's a bit to get your heads around in terms of what we're doing and why and what we're looking at. But feel free to ask any questions.
Thank you very much.